The online retailer Amazon has been experimenting with hiring homeless people, but there have been some bumps in the road and lessons learned along the way. Jackie Williams arrived in Seattle with nothing but a suitcase full of clothes. She came here from Dallas for a job as a certified nurse's assistant.
I came to Seattle to make money. That's what I came here to do, to get my money going.
But all her paperwork wasn't in order, and the job fell through. She found herself jobless and homeless.
You don't know where you're going to lay your head down. You don't know if somebody's going to do something to you. You know, every day, rain, sleet, or snow, you're outside. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not used to this.
Williams spent a lot of time at the YWCA. They have this big operation centered on connecting homeless people with jobs. They provide mock interviews, help people find a place to live, and give them counseling. Mike Schwartz runs the jobs program at the Y. One of his jobs is to convince businesses to hire people like Jackie Williams.
It's good business to hire people who have experienced homelessness. It's not that there aren't challenges, but it's good business.
Schwartz says it's good business because employers get tax breaks, and they get loyal employees who tend to stick around longer than average employees. Companies like Microsoft and Tom Douglas Restaurants have hired homeless people for years now. Amazon had been watching the trend, but hadn't really done much. But when it approached the Y last fall, it wanted to do something big that nobody else had done before in Seattle. Put on a job fair with only one employer there, Amazon, targeted specifically at homeless workers. Amazon told Schwartz the company would offer temporary to permanent positions in its distribution warehouses.
This was, I think, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and a chance to create a role model for other employers.
But the holidays were approaching, so Amazon needed to hire people in a hurry. The Y would only have 1 week to put a job fair together. Mike Schwartz and his co-workers scrambled through preparations that usually take 3 weeks. Communicating with people who have no fixed address, coaching them to come up with a 30-second elevator pitch, helping them reframe their past hardships as strengths that would make somebody want to hire them.
I mean, it wasn't just crazy stressful, it was crazy exciting because we'd been wanting to work with Amazon for a long time.
Jackie Williams showed up at the Amazon job fair. She arrived to find 20 or so people struggling to fill out job applications. Not a huge turnout. Then the recruiter gave 11 of them the good news.
She said we were hired. We had the job. We were just waiting on the other part of the drug test. That's it.
And that's where the whole thing started to fall apart. First, there was the lack of communication that led to misunderstandings on both sides. The people who thought they were hired didn't hear from Amazon for weeks.
To do that to a homeless person, come on, that's not fair. Especially when they're already going through enough of being homeless.
When Amazon finally did call, some of the workers took the jobs, only to be laid off or have their hours cut dramatically a couple weeks after starting. There are so many things that the YWCA's Mike Schwartz did not realize about the kinds of jobs Amazon was offering. First, the jobs were night shift and swing shift positions. When you sleep in a homeless shelter, that's not going to fly because most homeless shelters close during the day and they don't let people just show up in the middle of the night. Jobs like that force homeless people to catch their sleep in places like public libraries. Then there was the fact that the jobs Amazon offered were seasonal. Schwartz says he'd been told the jobs could be made permanent if the workers performed well. That didn't happen, at least for the workers he knows about.
If you're homeless and you get a seasonal job, it may not help you very much in the long term. It may even hurt you. If you get a job that you believe will continue but turns out to be short term, you may have moved into permanent housing, thinking that you'll be able to pay your rent, and then all of a sudden the floor drops out from under you.
Then you could be facing an eviction, which can hurt your chance of landing an apartment later. Jackie Williams says Amazon really did more harm than good.
What you did was made them go deeper into depression is what you did. You really hurt someone when you do that, and you set them back when you do that.
Mike Schwartz says he believes the homeless job applicants got swept up in what is a common practice among big companies as the holidays approach. They tend to hire more people than they need, just in case.
Is it exploitive? Is it merely taking advantage of a body of workers who an employer may think are readily available to start the job and then to be subject to the demand of the employer in terms of their hours, their shifts, the workload itself?
He says it's normal for companies to face questions like this the first time they try to hire homeless workers. But he says what counts is that they keep trying and learning. He wishes he could talk to Amazon to learn what he could do differently next time. But
Amazon's a bit elusive. They're a bit hard to get a hold of.
Amazon wouldn't talk to us on tape for this story, but they did offer this written statement. We have partnered with numerous Seattle area nonprofits to provide employment opportunities to people who have experienced homelessness. This new program is in its early stages, but we believe it has promise. As for Jackie Williams, she will not attend the next job fair. She says she'll stay loyal to Swedish Medical Center. That's a company that stuck with her when she faced some obstacles getting certified as a nurse's assistant in Washington State. She's certified now. Also, she has a home now. She got an apartment through a program she learned about at the YWCA.
The lady called and said, you got approved. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God.
That means she'll actually have a place to sleep during the day when she's not working and a way to pay for it. In downtown Seattle, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.